This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, that broom, the big tall one, yeah, with the big long extension. We got to get the snow off this car before we take off here on Auto World. Yeah, push the snow off. Here we go. There, you got it, got it. Now let's pull that car cover off and let's get this car on the road. Hey, welcome everybody. We are live. I am Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. You are listening to Auto World. We had a ton of snow here on our car, but we got it off with that fancy broom. Broom, that doesn't scratch. Oh, talking about that, I think coming up later this second hour of Auto World today, I think we've got a new fun sponsor. So stay tuned for that. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a fun one. You'll like that. Anyway, hey, we got the snow off this. We've had a heck of a winter come into us all late, and that's okay. Hopefully you've got your winter tires on. If you don't, well, we're going to have to get you some. Maybe I'll have to do that while we're here on Auto World. Just order them right up and have them delivered to your door. Yes, you can do that. Good to have you along each and every week with me. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Been in the automotive repair business, body shop business, literally automotive industry for over 40 years, and very proud to say that each and every week I come to the microphone. I have a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other hand here on Auto World. It's an interactive, informative, all things automotive program, and today I'm sitting here in the Sweetheart Studio. Well, you know why. Yes, it's Sweetheart Day. Better known as what? Valentine's Day? Oh, yeah, yeah. Or maybe not. Every day should be Sweetheart Day, right? Absolutely. Hopefully you got Sweetheart for you. And, hey, remember those little sweethearts that we used to give our sweetheart in grade school? And maybe you might have snuck one over there in junior high or even high school, huh? Little candies had the little message on them. Maybe we call those conversation hearts. Why I'm bringing this all up is because today here on Auto World, the second hour and third hour, we're going to share with you do you really know what the favorite candy in your state is for Valentine's Day? Ha, you're going to find out right here in Auto World. Yes, the most popular candy per state, folks. You're going to know what you people are doing in each and every one of your states. Let's just start out with it. Well, you folks in Alabama that are listening, I appreciate you joining me, taking your time, your busy time out of your life to sit in your favorite chair with your slippers on or your boots because you're out there snowmobiling right now, whatever. But I'm glad you're here with me. In Alabama, oh, their favorite candy to share with everybody in their state is the heart-shaped box of chocolates. Oh, yeah. See, you start to learn everybody's personality by the candy they give. So we're going to share that with you each and every hour here, second and third hour of Auto World. Also, here on the second hour, someone out there bought a lot of Bitcoin. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And I did share with you, each and every one of you, on my Instagram account, Auto World Media, that's on the Instagram side, a little picture there of a very nice automobile and a coin. And it's a Bitcoin. And then that same will carry it over to our Facebook page, Mark Evans Facebook. You can go over there and take a look at me there. And also, I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook side, and you'll see some great, great stuff that we put up there and have some fun laughs. That's what it's all about. Fun and having fun. There's no rules in life, and we definitely don't have any rules here. The only rule I have is for you to call or email me at any time with your, we don't call them problems, your wants and your needs concerning your cars, your trucks, your rototillers, even your snowmobiles. I had a neighbor here the other day. Some snow dropped. I'm broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho, in the Sweetheart Studio. Oh, yes, Sweetheart Studio this week. And he said, I've got a little problem with my snowblower. Mark, can you help me out? Come to find out, he pulled his own carburetor off and tried to do his magic with it and didn't get it. It wouldn't idle. It would only go full throttle. And I walked over, looked at it, and had it fixed within, I think it was maybe 5 minutes. Didn't take long, and we'll get that thing going again. So that's what it's all about. If you've never done it before, it's a little bit tougher. A lot of you have asked me here throughout in the greasy garage during the week, how hard is that to do, Mark? Well, with that question, I say, well, it's not hard at all. And they said, great, I can do it myself then. No. See, if you've never done it, it's very hard, very tough, very difficult. But if you've already done it, I say it's easy because I've already been there, done that. Oh, yeah. Here in the second hour, we're also going to talk a little bit about just have some fun. Again, that word fun, F-U-N, that's the word of the week, fun. We're going to talk about the canceled words. Yes, the canceled words in the automotive industry. You won't believe it, but it's the truth. They're gone. They've been canceled. Also, we're going to be talking second hour. Well, there's somebody underneath your car, folks, and we're going to talk about that right now before we pull away from the curb. See, right now I'm sitting in the car. We've got the snow off of it. We've got the car cover pulled off, California car cover, by the way. Got that pulled off there. By the way, you want a car cover that's breathable. Don't put those plastic, cheap, blue tarps on your car. No, no, no. You can do that only if you don't want frost on your windshield, okay? But don't, that the moisture doesn't breathe. And if the moisture doesn't breathe, especially in the wintertime, and you also have condensation and moisture in the air in the summertime, period. You might look at the weather report and it might say, oh, we've only got, you folks down in Arizona, we've got, you know, -2 and humidity. Okay, you still got moisture. Where's the moisture come from? Cars. Yep, you've noticed the tailpipe, the guy in front of you, the lady in front of you, and the juice. Uh-oh. That's one of the words that's on the list today that they canceled in the automotive industry, juice. Anyway, the juice, I'm going to say it. The juice has been canceled, the word, but I'm going to still use it because you see the juice or the water. That's what it is coming out of the exhaust pipe in front of you. It's condensation. It's in the air then. So you don't want that on your paint. You don't want rust. You don't want that on your, get a good cover. Anyway, so we pulled the car cover off. We're going to pull this bad boy away from the curb here called Auto World. But before we do, there could be somebody slithering underneath your car with a cordless, I call it a RoboCop saw. It's one of those saws that, are reciprocal. It's a reciprocal saw with a blade that comes in and out of it, and you can buy. Oh, yeah, I have them. I've got these, but I think they're an 8-inch blade. Really, really long blade that goes in and out of this cordless. Don't need a cord. Don't need to plug it into the current bush, the electric outlet anymore. It's just cordless. And the thieves, folks, this is brand new off the press. They're slithering underneath your cars again. See, they did this approximately 5 to 6 years ago, but they're back. They're back. They're slithering underneath your car with the cordless reciprocal RoboCop saw while you're at work, while you're at the grocery store, wherever you're parking your car, maybe in front of your house in your driveway. As long as it's sitting outside, they're slithering underneath there, and they're cutting off your catalytic converter. And the next time you go out, that's right, they're taking your catalytic converter off. The gentleman in the first row says, what? That's right, no more catalytic converter. They're taking that over to the recycle yard. And they're getting money for it, real $100 bills. The last catalytic converter that I replaced for a customer in the greasy garage here was plugged up. It was bad. It was plugged up and needed to get replaced, so I was hired. I was paid to cut it off. The bad boy was on the car lift. I was standing underneath there, and I used the RoboCop saw, reciprocal saw, and I cut the thing off, dropped it on the floor. It was plugged up. We put a new catalytic converter on for this customer, and they drove down the road. The car actually started. That's right, it got towed in on the tow hook. It wouldn't start because the catalytic converter was plugged up. My point, all of this, is I just want to let you know, keep your eyes on your catalytic converters, or better known as your vehicle, because they're stealing them again. Dang, I hate that news coming out like that, but it's the truth. They're getting huge money. The last one that we recycled to the Pacific Recycling Company here that does the batteries and the cars, the washing machines, the dryers, anything, even dishwashers they take, but they take the catalytic converters. Here's the dollar amount I got, $175 for a catalytic converter. That's right. And you know what it's made out of. That's another show topic. It's a special metal inside. And we're going to go to a little short break with clean air. Maybe grab some popcorn. We're going to come back and talk about what Toyota's unleashing. Oh, and they're unleashing it to tame the Arctic. We'll be right back right here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The thing that's so bad is I got a Galaxy 500.
Yeah.
steel chrome bumpers front and back. Hey, good to have you along, folks. Good to have you here. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I'm glad you came into the Sweetheart studio this week with us. Definitely. And we're here for you each and every week. Please interrupt me with this phone number. Since 1992, Auto World's had the same phone number, and that is 855-660-4261. And my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we're going to go do some emails, of course, this second hour and also third hour. And we're going to, I'm going to share an email with you. A gentleman wants to talk about run flat tires, wants to... I'm going to read the email here in a little bit, and then with that, I went into the archives. I'm now starting to, our staff here is starting to take your emails throughout the week, which I do help you through the week. Don't forget that now. So you can email me right here live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza, sitting in the Sweetheart studio. You can email me right now and or through the week at your time that's most convenient for you with your car problems, needs, smells, stinks, noises, whatever it might be. Email me, and we take those, and I put them in the email bag to the left of me. And then, of course, if you do not want me to read it on the air, I will not. Just say, nope, not on the air, but help me, please. So I will, and we do. So I'm getting quite a few, and I'm very proud of that. Thank you for bringing your car questions to me each and every week. I take the time to answer them, and we're archiving some of those now into special things like the run flat tires. So with that said, I actually... I had some more listeners email us on the run flat tire word. So I decided, let's take Greg, and we're going to read Greg's email and help all the other folks that's had these questions about run flat tires. Right now, this is a little bit of racing news here on the second hour. Daytona 500 is live and rocking and rolling. Not it was, but it got a big crash. Big crash early in the race, and of course, that's the Daytona 500. They've been prolonging this, and then it started raining on them. Well, that big crash, the Daytona 500, folks, is 40 drivers, 200 laps, 500 miles. And I understand there's only roughly about 31,000 fans there. They did the social distancing and all that with the mask, and that's one thing. Again, you do not need a mask. You're sitting here listening to Auto World. You know, you might throw a... We'll take the mask off and relax, sit back, put your feet up, grab your favorite drink, and then tea, coffee, pop, Pepsi, whatever, and we're going to have some fun this second hour. The NASCAR, the newest team, number 23, guess who that is? Michael Jordan. Yeah, Michael Jordan. He's behind the Bubba Wallace as the driver in Toyota Camry. Oh, yeah. Newest one. Newest team, of course. The youngest driver. NASCAR's changed a little bit, not only in the age and all, but there's some other things that's happening in the industry. And this year, well, we've got a little question for you. The youngest driver that is out there is Anthony Alfredo. He's only 21 years of age. Remember the days you couldn't hardly wait to get your driver's license? You know, you're young, you're 14. 15, maybe 12, helping mom, dad on the farm. No driver's license needed. Oh, yeah, until you get on the public roads. But, yeah, Anthony Alfredo is 21 years old, the youngest driver on the NASCAR race today. It's been in a rain delay. But here's the question for you. And, again, I welcome your calls to answer it. And I've always got some awesome little gifts to give you. We opened the Lincoln trunk that's sopping wet with snow right now, about 18 inches of snow in it. But we got to give some gifts in there. We'll dry them off and send them your way. Well, this year, the tires of the NASCARs have 5 lug nuts. This year, only this year, have 5 lug nuts holding on each and every tire. Next year, the tires will have how many lug nuts? That's your question for the week here on Auto World. And I got a great gift for you. Oh, yeah. So, again, this year the tires of the NASCAR cars have 5 lug nuts. Next year the tires will only have how many lug nuts? So, how many lug nuts do you think will be there? 5 this year. How many does your car truck have? Some of the big boy trucks have got 8 to 10. You know, if you're three-quarter ton, half-ton, one-ton, two-ton, the more ton you have, the more lug nuts you get. They're changing it up a little bit. So what is your guess? How many lug nuts will be there for next year on the NASCARs? Well, that's your trivia question. Again, to answer that is 855-660-4261. And my email again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. So with that, I've got the road map. Let's go down the road now. I'm going to take you down a nice, safe road. We're turning left right now out of the snow. We're getting into the drive territory. Oh, no, we got a little snow on the ground still. Let's get to Greg's email. Greg emails me, and I believe, here, let me see if I can get it out of the email bag. I know it's there. There it is. Greg emails me, and he emails me from, let's see, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. Woo! Yes! Good to have you folks along in South Carolina. Absolutely. He said, Greg says, can you discuss run flats versus regular? My tire shop talked me out of the original run flats on my 2011 335i convertible. That would be a BMW. I have had several flats hitting potholes with regular Michelins in South Carolina, and I am struggling the choice to go back to run flats or stay with the regular air-type tires. Well, Greg, that's a great question. Again, I did go back in our archive files, and I've got more emails about that question about run flats. And I want to, first and foremost, talk a little bit about run flats and the history behind them, and what are they, and how come, why did they come here? What's that all about? Well, the original run flats, folks, were made by Michelin back in 1934, long, long time ago. And those were made for the military. That's right, because if you got a run flat tire, of course, bullets couldn't, you know, you could keep rolling. Keep rolling, the bullets would hit the solid rubber, and you just keep rocking and rolling. And, of course, armored cars, the armored cars that carry your money to and from the bank, out of the vault, of the bank to an armored car, and then the armored car would take off and go and deliver that money to my place. No. Anyway, they had also run flats. So the run flats back then were foam. It was a foam type of tire, and nothing could penetrate it. And so the cost, though, back then was very costly. They cost a lot more than a normal tire. Well, today that's the same thing. A run flat tire today, if you're going to spend $120 or $125 on an all-season radio, we won't go to winter tires yet. I'm going to have a little bit of good information about winter tires to help all of you. But the run flat tires, they cost a little bit, pretty penny. And why did they come to be? Well, here's a little more history. In 1958, Goodyear made one called the Captive Air Tire. First one to be sold to the public as mass-produced run flat type tire. What did they put them on? BMWs and Minis. We come back, they can only go 50 miles an hour. Oh, that's bad. When we return from the short break, we're going to get more popcorn, and we're going to talk about Honda Odysseys and run flats. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. On the three-year anniversary of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, which killed 17 people and injured 17 others, President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to take action on gun reform, including requiring background checks on all purchases, a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and, quote, eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. Biden says the administration will not wait for the next mass shooting to heed that call and will take action to end our epidemic of gun violence and make our schools and communities safer. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake rattled northeastern Japan late Saturday. Residents are cleaning up clutter and debris in stores and homes after the earthquake set off a landslide, damaging buildings and high-speed railway lines, causing power blackouts for thousands. Three people seriously injured. More than 140 others also suffered minor injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
They're now running run flat tires. Woo! Are run flat tires better than regular tires is the question? I don't know. Well, hell, you know what the whole thing about it is we don't want a flat tire. Woo! Not good. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along this week. Oh, sweetheart studio. The red pillows around me, candy everywhere. Does anybody know a good dentist? That's what it gets down to. Ugh, I hate that dentist. There's two businesses that they show on the poll that you don't really want to go into. All of us. The number one place is the dentist, and the number two, yours truly, an automotive technician repair shop. Yeah. Anyway, you got to get your car fixed. Keep it maintained, and then you don't have to fix it. Yes, maintain is not fixing. Maintenance is maintenance. Good to have you along. We got to do a shout out here to one of our great affiliates because, well, Greg from, he's from Columbia, South Carolina. Let's do that shout out. Woo, a shout out. There's our horn. Shout out to WQXL, 1480 AM, Columbia. West Columbia, Orangeburg, South Carolina, where Greg, he emailed us in a question about, can you discuss, he wants me to talk about run flats versus the regular type tires, and I've been given a little history about run flat. What are run flat? Do you have run flats? Do you want run flats? And why? Well, there's a little bit more to the history. They can only go about 50 miles an hour. And that the price is higher, there's goods and bads. Why did they come to be? Because of the military and armored cars, of course. But we all, you might be familiar with the word donut tires, the little bitty donut tires. And that's another whole show right there for an hour is where did they come from, why and all. But let's stay on the run flat subject. That's right. On our Sweetheart Weekend here in the Sweetheart Studio. Sweetheart, a box of chocolates. In fact, a little trivia on the Sweetheart Day of Auto World. Heart-shaped boxes of chocolates were first introduced in 1861 by Richard Cadbury, whose father founded the company. Today, more than 36 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate have been sold. Whoa, that's a lot of chocolate. Like I said, you know a good dentist, and with that, there is here's a couple of our great people out there that are living, and I want to give you a little rundown on the states of the people. That what is the most popular candy for each and every state? Yeah, how about where Sonny called in from Florida? Well, Sonny, your state, everybody likes those little boxes called Sweethearts. You know, the hearts that print the little messages on there, like, be mine, yes, or... You're the best, or maybe cutie pie. Oh, yeah, Georgia, you like the same thing. You like the conversation-type hearts or the sweethearts. Oh, my goodness, Louisiana, though, you folks, look at that. You folks do like the heart-shaped boxes of chocolate. There you go. A little bit of the information like that, it goes a long ways, you know, throughout the show to let you know what you like, and you kind of find out what your personalities are through candy. Hey, let's get back to the run flat. Greg, he wants to know what is best, run flat. And also, this is another email that come in. We're going to talk a little bit about and answer Greg's question. And we're also going to blend this email in that has something to do with run flats. I got back into the archive. Yes, I went into the email bag and I dug deep. And I finally found a couple more about run flat. And here's another one. So I want to help everybody that's concerned about the run flat tires. Here's another one. It says, hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you. I've been wanting to ask you to talk about my run flat tires on my Mini. The tires are run flat for sure, and they are getting a little thin on tread. Was wondering your opinion on if I should replace them with the same run flat or buy the normal air type tires. And could you give me a direction on which ones to buy? Thanks so much, Cheryl. And she's listening in Twin Falls, Idaho, just not too far down on the roadmap here from where I'm sitting in Boise, Idaho. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to KBAR, 1230 AM, Burley, Twin Falls, Rupert, Oakley, Idaho. There's our horn for him. Good question again. Now, almost the same question, Cheryl, as Greg from South Carolina. Now, with run flats, again, there's good and bads. And why did they come to be? Well, because there's no room in a Mini for a spare tire, as you know, Cheryl. So the Mini is pretty mini, isn't it? Yes, a BMW Mini model and make. Well, that's where they came from. Goodyear in 1958 started to build them for mass production. And they put them in the BMWs and the Minis. And they found out that, you can keep running and running. And now they did put them on the Chevy Corvettes for quite a few years. But with that said, you know, they're very expensive to replace. And you can only go about 50 miles an hour. So basically, it's still like an air-type tire. You can only get back to your destination and get the tire replaced. I don't recommend repairing a run-flat tire because you can't. It's unsafe to do. So, Greg, too, my opinion is that air-type tire, and buy a good brand and model of tire, you know, that's where it's at. And so with that, the run flat tires, folks, is something that they weigh a lot. They're 20 to 40% more in weight. So goodbye because of all the solid rubber. Goodbye to gas mileage because of it. And the ride. Let's talk about the ride. A run flat tire is, think about the sidewall of your tire. The smaller the sidewall, so if you're looking at the wheel, and then you look at the black rubber as the tire, and the sidewall's smaller and smaller and smaller. That means if the wheel's real close to the ground, that's called the profile of the tire. And if you don't have any sidewall or profile on your tire, which run flat tires have very little profile, you're going to get a harder ride. That means your shock is going to have to work overtime and wear out your shocks faster, which is more money also. The taller the sidewall, taller, bigger the profile, means you basically, truthfully, the facts show here that the stats show the taller the sidewall, that your sidewall, it takes basically all the punishment, all the absorbs all of the bumps, causing your shocks not have to work as hard. So now you don't have to buy no Gabriel shocks or Monroe-type shocks for your ride. So an air-type tire is a better ride, better gas mileage, less money. Like I said, they could start at 120, the air type style of tire, and go all the way up to maybe one you maybe have paid for. You guys up there that's got the big high-rise lifted Ford and Dodges, you could have paid up to $250 for an air type tire, but you're buying, you know, the 36s. Oh yeah, the big tall boys. It's almost as tall as I am. They're big, but that's an air-type tire. But the regular conventional passenger-style touring-type tire, or like a Michelin Defender, I've sold quite a few of those, mounted, balanced them, and they're, you know, you're starting at 120 and maybe seeing up to maybe 180, depends on the make and model of your car. Honda Odysseys, when we come back, we're going to talk a little about Honda Odysseys and Acuras and what did they do with the run-flat tires. And we'll get more of your questions answered right here from the Sweetheart Studio at Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Well, there it is. Where? All the sweethearts. They're all over there. Get them. Grab them. Oh, they're good. The sugar. Oh, yeah. Welcome, folks. Good to have you along here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, from the Sweetheart Studio this week, talking Run Flat Tires. We're going to talk a little bit about Bitcoin. Let's talk about Bitcoin right now. Do you understand Bitcoin? And do you care about Bitcoin? Well, guess what? Here in the last week or so, Tesla. Oh, there's that name, that brand, that car again. Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla, the person that put that Tesla on the road, down the road map here, he purchased $1.5 billion of Bitcoin. Why, you ask? Well, it's a form of payment, of course, to buy his Tesla cars and to, of course, put it in the bank account, and they can shuffle that Bitcoin back and forth for you to purchase and buy their cars. And from what I understand, he still has $19.4 billion in cash in their bank account. Well, you know where that's coming from. Well, it's not from the car company, it's from SpaceX. But he's floating his boat there with Tesla, and it's going good with the Bitcoin. A lot of you might want to read upon Bitcoin and find out what it is. And there's a lot there to be talked about. It is in our life today. It's almost at $50,000, I believe. It's at $48,000 today, and some odd change. In fact, with that said, let's just see what, to give you an idea what Bitcoin, what is it worth? Is it worth anything? Well, Bitcoin right now, one Bitcoin, folks, is worth $48,892.40 of the United States dollar. One Bitcoin. So, and of course, we've all talked a little bit about, off air, about how many millionaires, billionaires it's made, and a lot of the Coinbase is rocking, meaning that a lot of people are involved with it now and accepting it. PayPal's accepted it. Square's now accepting it. So I don't know. I remember the days when, Mark, you're not going to have any cash in your wallet. You're going to be having a plastic card to buy things. And, you know, I said, nah, that'll never happen. Well, it has happened. And so cars and now Bitcoin are coming together to get it there so you can purchase cars. And Tesla's not the only car company that's accepting it to purchase a automobile. So there you go. A little bit of news, of course, about that. And again, Run Flat Tires, I want to get back and help the folks that's come in and emailed us about the Run Flats. Run Flat, again, is a tire that is solid rubber. They started out back as a rubber solid ring, and then turned it into foam, and now it's back to solid rubber. But the reason why is because there's no place for a spare tire. They want to make sure that, the Minis, the Corvettes, and, of course, Honda Odysseys, which is a big van, isn't it? It really is. Honda Odysseys is a huge van, and, of course, the Acura brand is the cream of the crop of the Honda line, the top of the line of Hondas. And both Honda Odysseys and the Acura, certain models of Acuras, they did run flats for quite a while. And then back in 2009, they said no more. They stopped doing that. They found out that the customers, which are all of us, were complaining. We were complaining about the ride. And when the tire goes, well, do you really know when a run flat is flat? There you go. So you can only really drive a run flat once it's been cut or sliced, or if you're driving that armored car back and forth and you've been shot at, a bullet goes through there and it, you know, basically destroys the rubber, and then now the rubber is not in line anymore and it comes riding down the sidewall of the wheel and it's destroyed. You don't even know that has happened. And at that point, then you're saying, okay, you drive home, you run to work, go back and forth, you're on the freeway and you're doing, again, run flats can only go 50 at the highest max before they come apart in dynamite. R-U-D, that's a little homework for you, R-U-D, means something's going to come apart, but you don't want it to come apart at 85 miles an hour, because then you are in right down the metal rim and you're in trouble. No different than an air pressure type tire. Now, the plus with a run flat is that some of you might have experienced going down the highway and all of a sudden the regular style tire that has air in it or nitrogen in it blows out because you drove over something that cut your tire, and it causes, especially if it's in the front, it blows out. It causes that vehicle to go to the right or to the left, depends on which tire blew out, and it's very scary, uncontrollable. So that is an advantage of a run flat, but I do recommend doing regular style of tires with air, and you can't have nitrogen put in them, getting rid of the condensation and moisture, causing you not to have your tire light on anymore. The tire light won't be coming on because there's no condensation, water, and or air in there. It's nitrogen. They stay the same level at all times, air pressure wise. So now with tires, before we go to this next email here and help Brian, I want to talk a little bit about what type of tire. As Cheryl asked me from Twin Falls, that she emailed in from one of our great affiliates, KBAR 1230 AM. What tire, she said here, can you steer me in the right direction pretty much of which ones to buy? There's a lot of brands. It's very confusing, but here's what I want to ask and tell each and every one of you. What type of style of driving are you doing? Highway, round town, or both? Figure in percentage. 100% of driving, do I do 50% on high-speed freeway, 50% in town, or is it 80% in town, 20% on the high speeds? Because on high speed type, and what kind of car is it? If you're driving a high-lifted Ford, Dodge, Chevy truck that's been lifted, and you're driving on the freeway, you need a different style of tire than driving around town, too. It's the same with both types of vehicles. But if you're on the freeway, 80% of your driving is freeway at high speeds, look at a touring tire. It'll say touring right on the side of it. And ask your tire expert, I need a touring style of tire. Now, let's get down and dirty here. With a touring tire is designed to coast better, farther, longer, at higher speeds. But overall, now are you in a rain climate, snow climate, dry climate? There you go. You got to ask yourself all that. So is there one tire to do it all? There is. And this is what I have found. I'm in a four-season area of Boise, Idaho. I've got friends that I've actually helped, which are you, our listeners, that I help consult with them, you, each and every week off air, behind off the microphone, trying to get them, you know, help you with your tire problems and needs. So what you want to look for, if you've got a brand that you're really, really comfortable with and you like it, BF Goodrich or Goodyear or whatever it might be, Kumho or Uniroyal or, you know, all, remember the Tagger Paws, Uniroyal? Yeah. Look for a tread, folks, that will be exiting. Literally, the tread has to exit the sewage. That's right, sewage on the road. The rain, the snow, the sand. It doesn't matter what kind of climate you're in. It has to be not a closed style type tread. It has to exit the sewage. And I do know that the Michelin Defender, now you might not be able to get the Michelin Defender in every one of your cars, your make or model. Some of them, they just don't make the Defender. But overall, we've put those on a lot of SUVs, a lot of basically high-speed type cars also that are 100% on the freeway all day long. And it's working for them. And the tread, the way the tread is designed, the way the rubber compound, the carbon black is what it's made out of, and they work good. So here with email, we're running short a little bit on time here before the garage door closed down, but I'm going to read it, and then if we have to carry it over to the third hour, we will. Mark, winter has arrived here in Andover, Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Andover, Massachusetts. That means let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to our great station, WNNW 102.9 FM, Lawrence Lowell. There's our horn. Lawrence Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts. And this is from Brian. He says that all my friends did buy winter tires for their car this year, and I have not. Wish I did, because I slid into this someone last Thursday while going to work. Could you send me in the right direction on buying winter tires? Have a great winter, Mark, and thanks for the show, Brian. Well, Brian, thank you for being here. You're the star of the show, absolutely, along with our other great, well, our affiliates and all of our listeners and people who email. Now, with that, we're going to have to close it up with that, and we're going to go ahead, Brian, stay tuned, because the third hour I'm going to answer that question and a lot more and give everyone a little bit of a touch and a taste, yeah, that's right, of winter tires. Well, thank you, everybody, that helps me put on Auto World. Of course, Axel Rod Alex, the producer of the show. General Motor George, he's out taking care of all those wires, keeping me wired, of course. Audi Adam, he's out always taking care of our great affiliates, including Massachusetts. Oh, yeah, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? How about my PR director, Bobby Besser? Thank you. Seat Cushion Susie, keeping the cushion warm before I climb in. And, of course, how do I get here? My chauffeur, my personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Thank you. Appreciate that. Drive safe and motor on. Amazing way.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.